This is Unit 36.
Hovel. H-O-V-E-L. A miserable little dwelling. A shack. A shed.
The poor vagrant lived in a hovel by the town dump.
Mom upbraided me for my housekeeping, saying my apartment resembled a hovel.
Hovel. H-O-V-E-L. A miserable little dwelling. A shack. A shed.
Imperturbable. I-M-P-E-R-T-U-R-B-A-B-L-E. Not capable of being disturbed or agitated. Calm.
Our imperturbable lieutenant was cool and collected, even under fire.
Great leaders are imperturbable in times of crisis.
Imperturbable. I-M-P-E-R-T-U-R-B-A-B-L-E. Not capable of being disturbed or agitated. Calm.
Incumbent. I-N-C-U-M-B-E-N-T. Necessary. Required. Obligatory.
It is incumbent upon a physician to provide the best care possible.
As your friend, I feel it incumbent upon me to encourage your performance.
Incumbent. I-N-C-U-M-B-E-N-T. Necessary. Required. Obligatory.
Inordinate. I-N-O-R-D-I-N-A-T-E. Exceeding proper limits. Overdone. Extreme.
Larry's inordinate passion for junk food is ruining his health.
6 hours of homework a day is inordinate for a second grader.
Inordinate. I-N-O-R-D-I-N-A-T-E. Exceeding proper limits. Overdone. Extreme.
Intractable. I-N-T-R-A-C-T-A-B-L-E. Unmanageable, unruly, stubborn.
The prima donna opera star never obeyed directions. She was completely intractable.
The new teacher was a master at handling the intractable third graders.
Intractable. I-N-T-R-A-C-T-A-B-L-E. Unmanageable, unruly, stubborn.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Hovel. Miserable little dwelling. A shack. A shed. Hovel.
Imperturbable. Not capable of being disturbed or agitated. Calm. Imperturbable.
Incumbent. Necessary. Required. Obligatory. Incumbent.
Inordinate. Exceeding proper limits. Overdone. Extreme. Inordinate.
Intractable. Unmanageable. Unruly. Stubborn. Intractable.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words.
Let's master two words you've learned recently, absolve and exonerate. They are close in meaning. You might use them interchangeably in some contexts and not be far wrong, but they really have two different meanings. You can absolve only someone who's really guilty. He's committed the offense, he owes the debt, but you forgive him. You just write it off. You give him a clean slate, even though, strictly speaking, he didn't deserve it. You have absolved him.
On the other hand, when you exonerate someone, you are stating that she was always innocent. You are clearing her name. You are saying that it was a mistake to accuse her in the first place. You have exonerated her. In other words, you absolve the guilty. You exonerate the innocent. But the result is the same. They both get away scot-free.